say what's the word. Hey, Bilderberg. Now, you know what? It'd be really interesting. You hear all these stories, you know? You hear all these stories about squatters in people's homes, and a veteran, U.S. Army or U.S. military officer comes home to her home in Georgia, and there's a guy squatting in there. She can't get him out. The police won't get him out, and she has to use some kind of a trickery ruling, and they have to go to the sheriff and file all kind of stuff and the whole bit. And the fact is, I mean, you know, if somebody's in my house, I might just go in and break the window, pull the gun on them and say, hey, you're trespassing in my house, and then let it sort it out, you know. But the fact is, wouldn't it be interesting? All these people who are at Lisbon, Portugal, in the Bilderberg, perhaps in a satire movie, allegedly, perhaps the list of all of these full participants, like OpenAI, Sammy Altman, or Ann Applebaum, staff writer of The Atlantic, these are the Americans, or Jose Manuel Barroso, international advisors, Goldman Sachs, or Josep Borrell, vice president, European Committee. Oh, that's international. Excuse me. Albert Bourla, chairman, CEO, Pfizer. All these different, suppose all these Americans. I'll tell you what, wouldn't it be wild if people just went, if, you know, some of these squatters went to their homes in some kind of a satirical movie, that script or something like that, you see? Heinz Kissinger is going to be there. Heinz Kissinger is going to go for the gusto on Russia. He wants to say, don't worry about Putin. Don't worry about Putin. And that's why when Red China Joe goes to Japan, don't you know, and then says, we're not going to give anybody these F-15 or F-16s. And then while Bilderberg's meeting, then somebody gets the word to him, oh, yes, you are. All right. So now, apparently, I guess the Ukrainians have been training on simulators in Arizona for several months, and that they could basically, they say, well, these guys could fly them in 4 months. So I don't know. Maybe we should just give all of our military stuff to Zelensky. We should just turn over all of our you know what? We should just turn it all over to the United Nations, right? And then all we would have would be secret police inside the United States. The FBI and the IRS could band together to become the Nazi scumbag shitbirds, right? And then they could just go after everybody and go to everybody's house and thump everybody and shoot them and torture them and everything to get the stuff and make America a wonderful place. Well, let me tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And I'm going to tell you what, if you know where you're going to go, if you repent of your sin, the Lord Jesus, you ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, and he'll start to wash you clean. The blood, his blood will start to wash you clean, and you'll start to open your eyes. You'll be able to see, and you'll fully experience and understand the magnificence of our Father in heaven's creation, and about bringing his only begotten son down to this planet to go through all of this stuff, to be put on the cross, and to be raised from the dead. And all these people at the top, at the Bilderberg, these evil scumbags, Luciferian worshiping people who think they run your life and everybody's life. Well, let me tell you what, while they're there, maybe in the satirical movie, you see, somebody could go squat in their homes. Squat in their homes, take a dump on their Persian carpet. Excuse my French. Lord Jesus, I pray that you will strike down these people who are destroying the world. The synagogue of Satan. Okay, Lord Jesus, will you strike them down? Will you harry them? Will you turn their minds and befuddle them? Will you cancel their situations? Will you interrupt their supply lines? And if it be thy will, you can send thy mighty men and women of valor, MMB, send the MMB. Just let them put a little bit of zap on that spot, you see. If it be thy will, Lord Jesus. If not, then we will stand in the gap. We'll stand in the gap here and stand against the evil on your behalf till you return. Ladies and gentlemen, it's coming down to cases here. And now these fools are dancing again with the raising the debt ceiling and all that. Now they're going to invoke the 14th Amendment possibly and all that kind of crap. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Let me just tell you this. Be prepared for in about a week to 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Just get prepared now to have plenty of food, not the stuff that when the power grid goes down, that you got to worry about your freezer, your refrigerator, unless you have solar panels or generators with sufficient fuel to run them. Don't try to run your whole house electricity. I mean, it's hard to do, but if you get a light, if you get a certain couple, few lights, if you get a computer, maybe a TV or radio or something that recharges batteries. And if you do not have, as Matthew 25, your lamps, your lamp oil, your extra wicks, then go out tonight or tomorrow, whenever, and go out and get you one of those nice Dietz lanterns, Jupiter lanterns. Go and get one of those or a Petromax lantern. And then get you oil, lamp oil, okay? Lamp oil to run the lamps. Or if in a problem, isn't it interesting that all of the olive oil is in short supply now in the world because of the massive droughts in the olive fields in Spain? And isn't it interesting how the wheat crop in the United States, a lot of the Texas wheat, the Oklahoma wheat, has been nailed, and then a portion of the Kansas wheat's been nailed. Well, what do you think bread's going to cost? What do you think all the other things are going to cost? Do you think possibly that you need to get some long-term storage food? Or if nothing else, you get a few more cans of Progresso or Chunky Soup, where you have the complete meal in the can. No, it may not be your favorite delight of wonderful, well-prepared, fresh food. But it is a ration. It's a ration. It's a ration. It's a ration. One can for one person for one day. You add some poke salad or you add dandelion greens, a little bit of oil and vinegar or dressing onto that. You put that together, you got you something. If you got crackers or that kind of stuff, or if you have, you've got wheat that you may have gotten, or if you have flour that you may have gotten. But go somewhere and buy the big bags of flour. Buy the big bags of rice. Rice is also in shorter supply. So you can go to, you know, Costco, or you can go to Sam's Club or any grocery store and just buy bags of rice. And if you get that and you get yourself that, you get you some Denny Moore beef stew or Progresso soup or chunky sirloin burger, and you put that over some rice, oh boy, that's more than a ration. Then you can do a little dinner and you cut it in half, you can have two rations. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this is no joke stuff. And today, at a certain point earlier, this was really good, you know, and I'm not going to read all these fools' names. Go to I think at Epoch Times. It's authored by Tom Ozimek, or go to Zero Hedge, Secret Bilderberg Gathering of Global Elites kicks off. See who's attending, what they're discussing. You want to know what they're discussing? Let's go to that real quick. First thing they're going to discuss on the agenda is AI, the banking system. That means you're going to probably try to collapse it. And then I reported, probably 12, 14 years ago, maybe 15, we reported how all of the big business people, all of the big international bankers who have large percentages of the assets of the planet, how they already, through the International Bank of Settlements, have created their own separate system to make sure that even when the collapse comes of the world financial systems, when the collapse comes and they're going to do the big reset, and then put in the new world currency, whatever it's going to be, the Chinese yuan or the dollar, or maybe not, or maybe it's new, the new world yuan or the world dollar or whatever it's going to be, that they also will guarantee themselves the same percentage of all of the money in the world that they now hold. And that's already set up in a separate system. And then you see they're going to talk about China and then energy transition. Why do we need to transfer over? And this is something. Governor of Texas, you got oil wells and gas wells. Kansas, you got oil, gas wells. Oklahoma, you got oil and gas wells. All the different places. Wyoming, Ohio, Pennsylvania. New York doesn't tap them anyway, but they've already got them too. And I'm going to tell you what. You ought to just go out there and drill and supply the stuff locally and supply it to whatever local power generating station. And you ought to then put your state guard, your National Guard controlled by the governor, at your state lines and repel any bull crap coming in from the feds. This is getting to be the time when you stand against, just like it's stated in what? Oh, yes, the Declaration of Independence, which is the first law of this land. The first law, but when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them, meaning the people of the United States, under absolute despotism, like the FBI is trying to do. They just did surveillance on over 200,000 people without any warrant. They've been watching your phones, your bank accounts, your whole nine yards. Over 200,000 people. You don't think that the FBI are a bunch of scumbags? They are. Tyrannical scumbags. Cheka. Stasi. You know? Just like the Nazis. All right? Just like the communists in Russia. Soviet Union. Just like in Eastern Germany, whenever the same object evinces is designed to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. And old Ray Ray and all you boys, and I see you got old William P. Barr out there. Old Barr, he's out there running interference saying, well, I only meant that Durham should get to the bottom of it and give the information. Well, crap. You're the one that goes clear back into the Clintons. You're the one that worked for the CIA back then. When I've read everybody and told you all about it. Remember what? Remember all of that? Let me just see what you called yourself back then. Let's see what you call yourself back then. Oh, and you even brought your tuppies. And when the coach and everybody went to bring up your... went to bring the horse and everything up by your house. You even took your glass off. You was going to fight, weren't you? But, oh, yes. There was a meeting called at Camp Robinson, an armed facility outside of Little Rock, to get some problems ironed out. In addition to the governor, that was Billy Clinton, his aide, the guest list included Max Gomez, or Felix Rodriguez of the CIA, John Cathay, which was Oliver North, resident CIA agent Akihide Sabahata, agency subcontractor Terry Reed, and the man in charge who called himself Robert Johnson. Well, Robert Johnson just showed up on Fox the other night saying, oh, well, bull crap Durham. I didn't mean him to prosecute anybody. He was just supposed to get the information out. So that was the meeting. That was the meeting they had about all of the drugs coming in, the Contras, the whole nine yards at Camp Robinson. Okay? So, that's your boy. That's your boy right there. who's still with the CIA. Energy transition, Europe, fiscal challenges, India. See, they've got to get India to figure out whether they're going to go with Russia and China, or they don't want to go with China, but they want to go with Russia, but they're holding their sort of their own. So they got to figure out India's policy, industrial policy and trade, NATO, Russia, transnational threats, the Ukraine and the U.S. leadership. Oh, they're much interested in how they're going to have to rig this next election, how they're going to have to rig the next election. Then you're going to have like April Haynes, head of the officer of the ODNI. She's going to have that on her conscience, how they have to rig the next election. And I would hope that she didn't, because she started off not bad, I thought. But I'll tell you what, we'll see what they do. We'll see what they do. That's what we're going to see. Oh, yeah, who else is going to be there? Eric E. Schmidt, former CEO and chair of Google, all right? Peter Thiel, president of Thiel Capital, oh, yes. John Walden, president and chief operating officer, Goldman Sachs, all these people. And then all the big shots from all around the world. I'm not going to read this thing, but you go look at their names. And I'm going to say, Lord Jesus, if it be thy will, Lord Jesus, will you strike down the enemies of your people, strike them down, confuse their scenarios, bow their minds, interrupt their proceedings and meetings. In your name I pray to put a strike against every one of these, and when you come, to jerk them up like tares and show them their career dissipation lights. Show them their career dissipation lights for destroying the United States, for destroying the world, and to keeping it in a situation of chaos, which is their motto, the Luciferian motto, Ordo Ab Chao, create the chaos, and then they will set the order in. And then you see, then you start to come into the killing that these people over there in Portugal are planning to do, to make sure that you plan to get ready and to do the things that you need to do to protect your families, ladies and gentlemen. So they're going to probably bust out this stock market and this banks and all this stuff, and they're probably going to do it by the fact that they'll blame it on the Republicans, you see. Red China Joe, who took the money from red Chinese bankers, don't you know? And is doing everything he can to turn over this country and destroy it and to turn it over to the red Chinese. When all you got to do is to go back to where we were at the end of World War II, controlling 56% of the industrial output of the planet, having control of the oil, having control of most of the gold. Now, who owns the gold now? Who owns that? Who knows? Where is it? Who knows? Is it in West Point? Is it in Fort Knox? Is it in the Denver Mint? Is it at the... here's an interesting thing. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York, which runs the rest of all the stuff, because they're right there. It's supposedly a regional bank, but it's the one who controls that, controls basically the rest of the Federal Reserve system. But, you know, five levels down is the big gold vault there. But, you know, when we had the towers came down and all that kind of stuff, there was stuff that was said that there was things that happened that some of that stuff may have disappeared back then in the midst of all of the turmoil. But anyway, that building where the Federal Reserve is in New York City, guess what its address is? 33 Liberty, as in 33rd degree. All right, Liberty Street. And then you had today all kind of, you know, stuff on the stocks. Let me just see here. I click on this. Oh, I can't see the picture's worth a thousand words, but let me just see here if I can go down and find it somewhere else. Ah, bah, bah, bah. Well, anyway, it showed. I can't get it. Let me see if I can just refresh it here just a second. What it showed on the different stock, here it is right here, May 19th. And this was at, it was interesting. It was sent to me by B&E, a B. May 19th, stocks. The NASDAQ, and this was at 9:56 a.m. It was off. The NASDAQ was off 33.33. The New York Stock Exchange composite was off 33.33. Oh, isn't that interesting? The Dow Jones market was at 33, and then it was at minus 83-22. There's some interesting things with 22, but the 33,000s, the 33s were all there. That's telling you who controls the market. They told you at 9:54 who controls the market, okay? Picture is worth a thousand words, all right? Now, what's interesting is that you've got all this coming, and they're possibly going to do that. But now we have a county in New York, Allegheny County, which is up there in the mountains, Allegheny County, New York. County chairman and county sheriff make statements, and then basically they're talking about a state of emergency declaration declared in the county of Allegheny May 19th at 1 p.m. The local state emergency has been declared due to New York City's actions to rapidly divert the number of migrants that have been coming to New York City to other counties in New York State to unsustainable levels. The county of Allegheny does not have the capacity to receive or sustain any number of migrants or asylum seekers. And the chief executive of Allegheny County, I.W. Brooks Harris, chairman of the board, exercised authority given me New York State Executive Law Section 24 to preserve the public health and public safety and thereby render all required and available assistance vital to the security, well-being, health, and safety of the citizens of Allegheny County. The local emergency orders may be enacted subsequent to this declaration. In other words, he's taken over the whole county, and he'll be able to order you to go into the posse, all right? And the state of emergency will remain in effect for 30 days or until rescinded or renewed by a subsequent order. Now, you go on down here and all this stuff, it doesn't necessarily think or see exactly what it is that they're going to do. I don't know if they're going to repel the buses that New York City is sending. I don't know if they're going to do that or if they're going to force them on the people, somehow force the people to take the people in. I don't know. It's getting to be very interesting, if you know what I mean. But there is a state of emergency, and if you're in Allegheny County, you better understand that they're going to possibly could order you to be a part of the posse and to do something on behalf of the county. They gave the power to them. They declared it. And I don't know exactly what Allegheny County is going to do. You see what I'm saying? So consequently, you better watch out. Now, if you've seen the natural news and you see that growing food is the real insurrection against tyranny, that's quite an interesting little thing. All right. We're one crop failure away from what you would call a food system meltdown. America is basically turning into a third world country, you see. Alarming new numbers show why countless Americans will starve to death in the years ahead with one retailer who can't afford to sell eggs anymore. David Dubine warns that forced rationing of food and fuel is already happening via excess consumption programs. You see, that is getting ready to be the bulldog that's going to bite. Now, in parts of Texas I was talking about, in Oklahoma, there's a natural news. There's an article called Food Collapse Incoming. Ongoing drought forces farmers to abandon wheat crops. Okay? They waited too long. They didn't wait too long. It's being done on purpose. And it's all part of the deal, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Listen to this. Especially in the U.S. Plains region, are expected to harvest only 67% of their planted acres of wheat. The lowest harvest ratio, listen, since 1917. World War I, you see. The high rate of abandonment of the crops in the field. Now listen, let me read it again. According to the USDA, producers, especially in the Great Plains region of the U.S., are expected to harvest only about 67% of their planted acres of wheat. The lowest harvest since 1917. You got to get food, ladies and gentlemen. You got to get food. Kansas, Texas, wheat suffering greatly. All told, some 37.5 million acres were planted last fall, either with soft red or hard red winter wheat. The Agriculture Department's estimates suggest that just 25.3 million of those planted acres of wheat have grown anything worth harvesting. Of the 67% of wheat that can be harvested, the USDA noted that just 28% of that crop has been rated to be in good to excellent condition. In Kansas, the top producer of hard red winter wheat, around 10% of the crop was abandoned. Meanwhile, in Texas, a whopping 65% of hard red wheat acres were abandoned. Okay? This is really big stuff. Now, if you couple that with the beef herds, and you couple that with the chicken flu and the bird flu and all the different bird diseases and crap, you see, you're starting to get an idea. Starting to get us an idea here, aren't you? All right. When you know, you understand that you know that you know, you'd better do the things that you know that you have to do. We talked a little bit about that last night. Oh, Hawk, you're just such a gloom and doomer. No, I'm just reading it like I say. In the Lord Jesus, I was recruited to strike blows against his enemies and secondarily to warn the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see, of what is to come. If you don't have ears to hear or eyes to see, I ain't talking to you. Hopefully you get it, but I'm not really speaking to you directly because that's not who I'm told to speak to. We're about ready to see stuff that you can't believe. Lord Jesus told about it in Matthew 24, Luke 21, and in Revelations. The revelations the Lord Jesus has told to John of Patmos, okay? Has told to John of Patmos. To you, mostly from the red letter editions of the King James, what the Lord Jesus had to say. And this has been my task. This has been my charge to do for quite some time. And I've done it. It's almost 19 years. You know what? In a few weeks, it'll be 19 years. In June, from when Brother Steve Quayle put me on the air. Well, I'm sure glad. I thank the Lord Jesus that all you people have listened to me and the audience have grown it. I believe it still grows, okay? Because you can go to stevequayle.com. You can click through to listen to Hawk. Go to GS Radio. Bookmark the GS Radio archives page, and then you can listen to all the Hawk shows all you want. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. And ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. Did you see the big quake that created a tsunami out in the middle of the ocean? It was down 23 miles near Vanuatu, all right? Interesting, it's out there. That's where Survivor shows. They shoot a lot of them on Vanuatu Island. is also where Brother Quail would tell you that there is still giants that possibly live in the underground caves, or descendants of the original giants who are still pretty doggone big. And you remember a few years ago, it's been quite a while, but it's been more than 10 years, maybe 15 years. And Brother Quail had information from somebody from that island who was going to be bringing him the information, and Steve was going to go try to meet him somewhere. And when that guy came from Vanuatu and was in Thailand, that's when, you remember, a bar blew up? That information about the Los Gigantes, the giants of Vanuatu and out in there, they did not want that information to get into Steve Quail's hands. I'll tell you what, Brother Quail has been so far ahead of the game, so far ahead in letting us know and waking us up. And I thank Brother Quail for allowing me to get on the air, and also for me to listen to him all those years ago, from Johnstown on through, Blueprint for Survival, the Q-Files, all the different stuff, up until today still. And God bless him, man, because he made it okay for me to come back to the Lord Jesus. He made it easy for me to say, okay, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Come into my heart. Be my Savior. I pray, Lord Jesus. And I had to repent of my sins. I still got to repent. Got to repent all the time, because Lord Jesus didn't choose a sissy. He did not choose a milk toast. And some of you out there think that you're too far gone. You might be too far gone in what your past has been or what your current present situation has been. But I'm going to tell you what. If you get on your knees, you repent to the Lord Jesus of your sin and say, Lord, come into me and be my Savior. Start to wash me clean, Lord. Lord, your blood, I've heard, it's got power of your blood, Lord Jesus. Wash me clean. Show me the new way. Stand me up. And let me tell you something, to that scenario, the old stagecoach stop, the old marshal, the old stagecoach stop, by golly, he was the guy that died about two times in the hospital, and we were praying for him off and on. We prayed to the Lord Jesus in his name. Lord Jesus, I always pray in his name. And by golly, we said, Lord, restore him, give him, and let him go home. Well, this man said, the old marshal, the old stagecoach stop said, I heard a voice in my mind that said, go home. And by golly, that was the Lord telling him, and they raised him up, and he is still recovering and doing all the good stuff, and the Lord is standing him up. But you know what? He's back on the old stagecoach stop, and he's able to go back to milking his goats. Now, his wife, his spouse, is most happy about that, because she'll get about 10 minutes of rest during the day. And God bless you out there at the old stagecoach stop. May Lord Jesus provide you with medical miracles. May he protect you against all evil. May he have that little bitty dog that chases the wolves and the coyotes away from your flock. May he strengthen that dog and also bring all the stuff into your life that is the benefits and the beauty of being so faithful to the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. And then old Captain K, Captain K out on the old Imperial Beach, Captain K, Lord Jesus, go back to him. Go back to him. Strengthen his vision. Restore his vision. Cloud or uncloud the eyes that are glassing over. Retain whatever vision he has and amplify it. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. And to the Nunamakers, Lord Jesus, will you go to them and will you provide medical miracles to them? And will you also provide medical miracles to them, protect them against all evil, and continue them in their wonderful ministry? For the mountain tribes in Indochine, okay, Indochina. That's Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, the Shan states of China, and Myanmar, which in Burma or Myanmar, there was a big storm or quake or something. I think it was a storm. Destroyed a whole lot of the city. But let me tell you what. When you can get the Bible and song books in the dialects of these mountain tribes, each village has basically its own dialect, their own language. You can send it to Nunemaker, Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunemaker, Nunemaker. Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with the Y, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Lord Jesus, may you return that to you 10,000-fold, Lord. Return it to them, Lord. Bring that to them. Oh, to all the good people, to the good people there in Iowa, Dunlap. To my friend there, may the Lord Jesus come to you. May he come to you right now, sir. May he come to you and bring you medical miracles. Bring you medical miracles and restore you back to health. As he has done for your spouse, as he has done for others of your family. He'll do it for you. Lord Jesus, in your name I pray. Go to my friend there and to all the other good Iowa friends. Hampton and different places there. Go also to Beatrice in Nebraska and other places in Nebraska. But go to Beatrice and, Lord, will you provide my friend there medical miracles? Will you also show him? He is a great inspiration. He does, in his spare time, he does missionary work in a foreign country. If it be thy will, Lord, to provide him with whatever he needs to go and to do that, or to show him another way inside the U.S. And to all the leader, the old leader, my old friend, Vicky D, and her wonderful husband, who is in charge of a lot of good young people in a small town in Nebraska. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. May he see that your plans and your needs with regard to your housing are that you're just totally benefit from all of it. And may he provide you with the opportunity to lead all those young people so well in such a good town. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And the Jarhead. And to the head of the old Allegheny crew, and to the head of the old Mars Hill gang, and to all the Upers, and all the Western Kansas iron sight shooters, to the Missouri wild boys and girls, you know, to all of you, to the old beekeepers in the Carolinas, all right? The South Carolina, that's the important one, ain't it? Of course, I know a lot of good ones in the North Carolina, too. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be to where wherever you're at, you're going to be, if you're with the Lord Jesus and you're listening to this show, you're probably going to be the leader of your little area in your town or your county or your rural area. Or you're going to be running from your boat or from your slip at the marina. You're going to help control that, defend that part of the thing. Because this country is going to come and glued. I still think, I've been looking for it for years and years, that they're going to try to do the EMP. I've also told you in the past all about that. And I told you, if you want to see what happens, read the book One Second After. It's a Forge, F-O-R-G-E book. By William R. Forstchen, F-O-R-S-T-C-H-E-N, One Second After. It's a novel. You'll read it in a night. Excuse me. You'll stay up and read it all night long. And it takes place in Black Mountain, North Carolina, like near the Montreat College there and the whole bit. And after an EMP and I-40 is just strung out with cars and they're all dead. Okay. The only thing, they got some older cars in the city there, and it talks about the protagonist and all the stuff. And it tells you and shows you on a local level how the grocery store gets cleaned out. There's fights. There's all kind of stuff. The drugstore gets cleaned out, the whole nine yards. And the protagonist's daughter, one of them, dies because she can't get insulin. And then it talks about in Asheville and Swanoa and all those areas in there. I know all that area real well. So unless you're out at Lake Junaluska and you got yourself set up and you got a line of fire set up all over the place, then I'm going to tell you what, you might want to read that to understand what's getting ready to happen. Like my buddy said the other night when I told you, he said, Hawk, he says, you know, and this is one of the Allegheny crew, he says, you know, I don't know the exact day, but the Lord Jesus has confirmed to me we're in the season. Yes, sir, we sure are. I'll tell you what, you want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. It's most needed and welcome, believe me. It's like every day it just seems like you get more worn out, although I try to get fired up for the show. Anything can be sent. The easiest thing is, and God bless those the Hansons and different people. God bless all of you out there. No Worn Soul Drive. God bless you so much. Anything can be sent. Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, a bit of gold, easiest. A check, just fine. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street. Number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And don't forget, Brother Steve Quayle at stevequayle.com. Brother Quayle has got gold and silver. He can get to you quickly if you just call him up. 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell him Old Hawk sent you. If you get Steve or if you get Daryl, his capable manager. Daryl's a tough, big guy. Like old Daryl, he's a big man. Or if you get Tyler, Steve's son, or anybody there, you tell him Old Hawk sent you. And whatever you do, no matter what you get, if you get the private briefings, you get The Lies of Men and Gods, that's the new video, or if you get gold or silver, be sure that you also get private briefings, and also if you can, sign up for that and get a whole nother raft of information that Brother Quayle brings to the table. And Steve and I have always had basically different sources. In some cases, similar sources or the same source, but mostly totally different. So it's something that you get the full spectrum of what's going on. And I'll tell you what, Brother Quayle is on the side of Lord Jesus. And there's no question about that. So anyway, 406-586-4840. Tell them Old Hawk sent you. And then also, any books of Steve Quayle's books that he has left that you're able to afford or to get, go ahead and get them. The Giants books or, Xenogenesis or, which was called The Changing of Men into Monsters, or the marvelous book, you know, basically about the ice and the Antarctic and the whole bit and the Third Reich, how they really won the war. You know, Beneath the Ice, you know, that's just one incredible book of Steve's. If you can still get his, book about weather warfare and all of that, if he still has any of those, that will tell you an immense amount of what's going on. Because I'll tell you, sitting here where I'm at right now, normally it would be like, in the high 80s or something, mid-May, you know, going in the 80s, could even sometimes be in the 90s. We're going really into summer, and it was like 58 degrees and cold and rainy today, you know. And then I know up in the New York, in the mountains of New York and some of New England, it's gone back down into the freezing. People have already planted their gardens because it had been warmer and nicer. And generally after the 15th of May, they can plant their gardens, you know. But some of them have already been frosted over. This is the destruction of food supply, destruction. Remember we talked about the herds being of beef being like about 1952 levels? When in 52, what do we have? We had maybe, 140 million people in America? And now from 52 to 2032, now we've got, 350, 370 million with a bunch of the illegals in here? And the herds are back at 1952 levels? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be the wild weasel coming, and it's already here. And woe to them, you see, that are with child and to them that give suck in these days. This is Matthew 24. That was verse 19. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter and neither on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. For the elect's sake, not for everybody on the planet. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall they show great signs and wonders. Insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. And wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. And immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven, with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds and from one end of heaven to the other. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, when the stuff starts to happen like that, you're going to see the glory and the power of Lord Jesus. The glory and the power of Lord Jesus. Now, I hope tonight that we can understand what's going to go down and we get more information, but do not tarry. Every day that you tarry is a day that you lose, right? Isn't that what old Robert Redford said, you know, in the movie, right? The day that you tarry is the day that you lose, right? Well, anyway, hello to my friend out there, Crazy Horse. I know you got your buff gun sighted in. You got plenty of ammo sitting there in your chair by the fireside. And while the snow starts to melt, and you know as they come down your lane, it might be a little muddy. That might slow them down and just give you a perfect sight picture, if you know what I mean. And when you do that, you just drop them out there about 1,500 yards with the old buff gun. And because I know you could hit longer than what you're supposed to with that. But God bless you out there. I just think of all the people over the years that I've known and who has sent me a card or a letter or an email. And you can email me, radiohawk777@hotmail.com. radiohawk777@hotmail.com. I try to answer a lot of stuff, but if it's goofy stuff or something that I can't do, and don't send me links that I don't know about or what they are, because I generally don't always open them. I do after I may get to know somebody, but I don't open them always at the beginning. So say something in there that you what you're sending and what it's about, and to give me an idea, or just send me the story itself. Do the page and send me the story, or say hi. And I thank all of you for keeping me on the air, going on now 19 years. In a couple weeks, a few weeks, it'll be 19 years. And I pray that it's not going to be the month of June when the disasters all hit and strike, but it would not surprise the heck out of me at all. I suggest that you go get more canned goods that are complete meals. Soup is a complete meal, you know, chicken noodle soup, and get the ones that are in the Progresso or the chunky beef, the big ones, you know. Get the Denny Moore beef stew, the Chef Boyardee spaghetti and meatballs, you know, that whatever it is, a complete meal. You see what I'm saying? But I like a Progresso savory, you know, beef soup or something like that, you know. That's what I like. Or a chunky sirloin burger I like in chunky soups. But get the full deal where you got the meat, the potatoes, the vegetables already in the broth, to where you don't have to purify water somewhere from a dwindling water resource that's not coming out of your tap. Where you've got it, you can put it in the old canteen cup or an old Girl Scout little skillet, you know. Not a skillet, but the little food tray. And cook it over the fire, you know. There's a reason to have a good fire pit. There's a reason to have one and have some logs and tinder and some newspaper print or something backed up to be ready to start it. That's another thing to think about. You can get waterproof matches in the cases, like lifeboat matches. Get you some of those. The ones that have the varnish on the top of them, they're in the plastic container and all that, lifeboat matches. Them suckers will strike in a wind out on the ocean. You see what I'm saying? But figure out, get you some other Bic lighters and the long lighters to get to light your grill. That guy, get a bunch of that kind of stuff, all right? Get you different tinders and things and have it in your little bug out bags and all your stuff, a fire, dedicated little fire container, you know. Band-Aid box full of it or whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be something else, but I've been telling you this. I've been warning about it for a long time, as I was instructed to warn you. That those who had ears to hear and eyes to see. And there are so many of you out there, so many of you out there that have done the good work. You put the food up. You got the ammunition, the medical supplies, all the different stuff. Some people are still light, I think, on what I would call nuclear biological chemical gear. And you got to understand, you can also get the information about that for free off the internet. You do a search engine on Cresson Carney, C-R-E-S-S-O-N, Carney, K-E-A-R-N-E-Y, Cresson Carney. How to Survive Nuclear War. And they'll take you to different websites. Go up there and there'll be a free, it'll say get a free PDF. Go up there and print the thing out. Don't rely upon your computer being there or the internet being there or any of that. Print it out on paper. Put it into a, you know, plastic sleeves, or put it into a container that's waterproof, you know. That's another thing. You can go to like Cabela's or the different, Bass Pro and those kind of places. You can get the waterproof bags that are about like, what, 5 feet long, something like that. And they're waterproof, big like duffel bags, usually camouflage, but they're waterproof. They got the big zipper in there. They're lined with the waterproof stuff and the outside is waterproof. and you can put stuff in there. And don't forget, I'm just thinking things off the top of my head. Don't forget to get at least two compasses. At least two compasses so that you could understand which way you're going. And topographical maps, books that have the topographical map in the book. Get them for the whole state, where like one or two pages will be two sections of a state, you see, showing every trail, every little hill, every pond, every stream, every river, every lake, every kind of thing, the altitudes, all the different stuff, the towns, the street names, the whole bit. Topographical maps, get them for your state and maybe a couple states next door to you. And then I would tell you also, you might get some cash out and put it into your pocket. You know, unless if you can, if you got it, and some people are doing very well, others are not. But those doing well, you know, you're sitting there and you're sitting in a gajillion in your 401k or your stock fund, take some money out, get a year's supply of food, long-term storage food, and then add in the canned goods and all the other stuff too. Nuclear biological chemical gear, a high-quality military-grade gas mask with the full Seaburn or NBC-grade filters. And get a couple for each person, and a Tyvek F suit, or a better quality suit. There are better qualities than that. But at least a Tyvek F suit, and get a suit that's big enough to put it on over your outer clothing. Don't go into their losing period knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights, for your farm, your business, your home. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology. Strike blows if it be the Lord's will to strike blows tonight. And harry and hurry those that are at the Bilderberg meeting. Strike blows against them. Mighty men and women of valor. You can do it. You have the high tech. You know where they are and where the people are at. Bendigo Ranches, I know you're ready at Mickey Lapua. Mickey, hand to hand. I don't know of anybody that's as bad as you, because you took from the guy that Bruce Lee taught, all right? And you're also good on the 338 Lapua. Road and Track, Little L. Lord Jesus loves you. Tonight probably is your Muay Thai night. Go a little bit extra, a little bit harder. And don't forget, you got a good mom and dad. Good night.